Hello, welcome to the English programs. What's it called? British Political Review. Almost forgot. Now, want to begin with something because this is a bit different, this episode. This is just one neat episode altogether. Now, it's going to last about half an hour, okay? In this program, we're going to talk about lots of different things, but I want to get the mood set. It's the 23rd of October. It's almost Halloween. Then we've got Bonfire Night on the 5th of November. And then we start the countdown to Christmas. But already things are starting to get, you know, Christmassy. I want anyone who sees anything anywhere which appears to be a local government or even a central government, a body, organization, whatever, trying to downplay Christmas in any way. If your local government is going to celebrate, you know, Winter Wonderland or something, rather than Christmas, if you see anybody in a public capacity or otherwise, but in particular, if they are using taxpayers' money to almost take Christmas out of Christmas. If you see that happening, get in touch with us and tell us all about it. Okay? Now, speaking of Christmas, Tesco has published rubbish results because of the issues they've been facing. And of course, now is the point where these big companies start preparing for Christmas, and they have their special Christmas adverts and things. Shouldn't be long now before we have the special John Lewis whatever advert. They always have a special one. But I want to draw your attention to something which happened 2 years ago. It's the NSPCC. They had a Christmas campaign. This is the NSPCC. They're not supposed to be a political organization. And they had the campaign, "All I want for Christmas is Daddy to stop hitting me." That was their Christmas campaign, okay, a few years ago. Now, even so, they had that really strong title. According to their own figures, the figures that NSPCC have, it actually showed at the time that it was mothers who were more likely to be the perpetrators of violence against their children. In particular, against their daughters. So the NSPCC is not only campaigning in a political way, but they're actually discriminating, demonizing fathers. But it's based on the opposite of the actual data, which isn't very nice. They eventually withdrew the campaign, and this was the response. I guess they had to do it. They were under a lot of pressure. And the NSPCC say that they firmly believe the gender bias plays no part in preventing cruelty to children. We have always said that men and women are both capable of cruelty to children. And of course, both parents are equally important in protecting children and giving them a happy and healthy upbringing. The NSPCC works with both fathers and mothers who are struggling with a range of problems through our family support and parenting services. So, that got sorted. But it's an example of how an organization which claims to be acting in the best interest of a particular group, which is children, uses politics to not only demonize, in this case, the fathers, but it wasn't even based on anything. It was almost the opposite of what their actual data suggested. And you've got to be vigilant with these kinds of things. Keep in mind that the NSPCC is normally, I'm not going to mention anything specific, but they are normally campaigning against any, absolutely any attempt to bring in a kind of equal shared parenting arrangement in law.